know, we've come back from holiday club. Maybe you've come back from holiday. Maybe you come back from whatever it is. And we're back here. And it's very easy, isn't it, to then just go back into old habits, to go back into whatever it might be. But actually, the Bible reminds us that when we know Jesus and Jesus is our friend, that we need to find ways to keep going. We need to find ways to keep going with Jesus as our friend. And so I want us this morning to think a little bit more about that. We learned on Holiday Club this last summer about the fact that rose again. We learned some of the things that Jesus did. We heard some of the things that Jesus said. We met some of the people that Jesus met. We learned that all that Jesus did was to make us friends with him again. We learned that nothing can separate us from Jesus. And I wonder, can anyone help me remember the memory verse that we learnt? We learnt that nothing can separate us from the love of God. Should we try that again? Nothing can separate us from the love of God. That's Romans 8, verse 38. Nothing separates us from God's love. We learnt that Jesus did all of that so that we can be friends with God again. But how do we keep going? How do we keep going now we're back here? Well, I'm reading this morning are words from Jesus not long before he died. And they're words about what it means to be friends with Jesus. Because once we're friends with Jesus, like any friendship, we need to keep that friendship going, don't we? We can't go, Jesus is my friend. Hi, Jesus. I'll see you later. It doesn't work like that. Like any friendship, we need to keep going with it. We need to spend time getting to know our friend. And so, this morning, not surprisingly, I have another backpack. I've got another backpack this morning, because we've already had one. We might as well have another backpack. And I need three volunteers to help. Oh, one straight away. Lady, who wants to come up? Go on, Layla. And anyone over this side who's not been? Harriet, are you coming? Go on, then. Brilliant. So, we're going to think a little bit about what we need and what God asks us of us in order to stay and keep going as friends with Jesus. And I've got some clues for you about what's in this backpack. Are you ready? So the first clue is we find them at the back of church. What was that, sorry? Bible. Brilliant. Let's have a look. Shall we see if there's a Bible in? Oh, there is a Bible in here. Would you like to hold the Bible for us? This is a really, really important book. It's a really important book. And in that passage that we read, that Monica read for us, it says this: stay joined to me and let my teachings become part of you. That is from verse 7 of our reading. And it's really important that we read the Bible, because it's God's way of speaking to us and reminding us of who Jesus is and who we are in him. All the things that we learned at Holiday Club this week were stories from the Bible, telling us what happened to Jesus and helping us to understand why. And so in your journey with Jesus, as you are his friend, I wonder, have you packed a Bible? Have you got a Bible that you read? If you want to know more about how to read the Bible, I'd love to chat to you afterwards. We've got lots of resources we can share with you, ideas that we can give you. Because it's actually really important that we read God's word, that we read the Bible. Okay, our second clue. Let's see if you can work this one out. You find them on chairs. Yeah, that's not quite the answer. Nearly. You find them on chairs. It's like that.
Cushion.
Cushion. You do find a cushion on a chair. What else do you find on quite a lot of chairs in this room? A person. Well, let's have a look. Oh, okay. You find... Lily, can you hold that? Is that all right? You find people. And the interesting thing is that actually these people are joined together. It's not an individual person. It's lots of people joined together. There were slightly more at the nine. They've got slightly torn apart by mistake, but never mind. And it's really important, actually, to stay friends with God, that we get to know his people. We get to know one another. We support one another. We care for one another. So do keep an eye out for each other. If you haven't seen someone for a while, contact them. Send them a message. Give them a call. Knock on their door. If you need help, we've got lots of ways that you can be helped. We've got the pastoral team. We've got cards at the back if you're concerned about someone. Join a roots group. There's lots of ways that we can do that. Do you know, one of the things that I found really interesting reading John 15 was that it says, stay joined to me. And Jesus is talking about himself. But if we go later on into the Bible, Paul tells us that we are the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. And therefore, if we're saying, stay joined to me, stay joined to the body of Christ, which of course is represented in church. It's represented in our small groups. It's represented in being part of God's family together. It is very easy, isn't it, to become detached. This passage is about a vine, and in that passage it says that when the vine is removed from the tree, it doesn't grow, and it dies, and it doesn't bear any fruit. I know I once trimmed a pear tree, and was left with a branch, and I thought I could put the branch back on the pear tree, and that the pear would grow. It didn't, and the branch died, and the pear didn't really grow any further. We need to see how we can remain part of Jesus's body. Verse 7 of our reading said, stay joined to me. And it also said, so I command you, love each other. Okay, we've got a final clue. Okay, my volunteer's gone. Okay, I've got someone else who can be my volunteer. Come on then, do you want to come? Come on, yeah, that's brilliant. Come on, help us. So this is a clue. Okay, my final item is something you might have in your pocket or in your handbag, not a tissue. A phone. Should we look to see if it's a phone? Have a look. Oh, let's remove that. Have a look. Can you see that in there? It is a very girly phone. Sorry about that. It is a phone. Now, of course, you need a phone in order to be friends with Jesus. That is not what I'm saying. But of course, the phone reminds us that we need to have conversations with our friends. We need to talk to them. And that's exactly what we need to do with Jesus, is to remain his friend. It's actually about talking to him. And of course, a phone is two-way. It's also about listening to him. In our reading it said, then you can pray for whatever you want and your prayer will be answered. Jesus is the best friend we can have. He will always listen. He will never let us down. And of course prayer can be difficult because sometimes it feels like God isn't answering us. He's not listening to us, but he is. And prayer can be difficult because we're not sure what to say or what to do. But it can be a simple word. It can be quietly. It can be completely silent. We can be creative in our prayer. We can spend time with others. We can spend time together. But the most important thing is that we do that, that we talk to God and we listen to him. So in order to keep going as a friend of Jesus, we need three things. We need the Bible. Do you want to put it in there? We need the Word of God. We need other people. And we need to talk and listen to Jesus. Let's go and sit down. Thank you very much. We thank our volunteers.